How do you define Jesus? What words come to mind when thinking of Jesus? If you are just like me, you may have difficulty defining Jesus as he is being presented in the Gospels according to Mark, Matthew, and Luke. However, John, in the prologue of today's Gospel, provides answers to these questions. Unlike Mark, Matthew, and Luke, John started his Gospel unveiling in plain sight the identity of Jesus. From the very first chapter, we learn that Jesus is the Logos, the Word, or in much deeper translation, the incarnate message of God. John tells us that Jesus is the language God spoke, the voice of God from the beginning. He was with God, is God, and everything that has been made was made through him. But Jesus came to a world that was hostile to God, just as light in the midst of darkness. He came in a manner that was against all expectations and concepts people had about God. So the very people for whom the message was sent rejected Jesus. We just learned from the Gospel according to John that Jesus is life. He is eternal life, not just life as we know it. He is the source of life as well as the life to come. He is the good energy that comes from God and connects us to God. Death enters our existence because of sin. Sin is what disconnects us and distances us from God. Jesus came so that sin could be defeated and we don't need to live in hiding anymore. You see, those who rejected Jesus did it for many reasons. They could not accept that Jesus can be God. In a culture in which even the name of God couldn't be spoken, how could one accept that God could be incarnate? John, the writer of this gospel, took a different path, a path laid ahead of him by the writings of Paul. John even took the risk of presenting Jesus as the Son of God, or the Logos of God, with God and God himself. He was with God from the beginning of time, and even before light, because he was with God before anything was made. People were expecting a Messiah, a king, and a warrior like Barabbas, someone who could defeat the Roman army and kick out the occupying forces. John was not trying to be so inclined. So let me ask you again, who is Jesus to you? Is he a name that is a symbol from long ago? Jesus is not a doll that we receive at Christmas and that we can store it in some closet when we are done playing with it. Jesus is the love of God. He always encourages us to care for one another, even in circumstances when hatred seems more appropriate. John reminds us that Jesus is the light to brighten the darkness in which we are forced to live because of our sins. He is the light to show us the way of whatever enslaves us. He can enlighten the path of our salvation. So many issues enslaves us these days. Addictions, ambitions, envy, jealousy, and all kinds of desire that may be destructive to us. Jesus wants to shed light on them so that we can have the courage to look evil in the face and confront it. Accepting Jesus as our Savior is to commit to always trying to make a difference in the life of others, especially the marginalized, the poor, and the needy. Being in Jesus is to acknowledge that none of us are perfect and be ready to forgive 70 times 7. It is to have a heart that can empty itself of the disgust some people may provoke in us, to open our arms and let them in. This message seems to be absent in our world today, and as Christians, we must practice before we proclaim it. The Gospel of John in this prologue covers the relevance of Jesus' identity. John wanted his readers to uncover that Jesus is love in the same way that God is love, and we are to become God-like. We must become lovers. John proclaimed that there is no suspense necessary in preaching Jesus. No mystery awaits. Receiving Jesus is to receive the power to become children of God. We are born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And if we believe that Jesus is who scriptures reveal him to be, according to the Gospel of John, there is no logical response to the person of Jesus but to surrender our whole lives to him. Friends, our gospel passage says it beautifully, so let me repeat it again. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of God, full of grace and truth. Now, let us go forth and be hope. Let us go and be peace. Let us go and be joy. Let us go and be love. Indeed, let us go and be light. In this Christmas season, and as we are approaching the end of the year, who is Jesus is the question that you and me have to ask ourselves. It is a personal question. I know it will be easy to say that I believe in God, but if you do, may it be shown by your word and deeds. May those who come in contact with you realize that they are really in the presence of the light. I hope and pray that you may be renewed with a heart filled to the brim with joy, and may you reflect a mirror of Christ's love and life on the earth this night and always. Amen.